USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than a dozen missiles launched from Iran struck two Iraqi military bases where U.S. forces were stationed. Iranian state-run news reported that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Air Force, launched the ground-to-ground missiles as part of its so-called Operation Martyr Soleimani. A stampede during a funeral procession for slain Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani in his hometown of Kerman, Iran, killed more than three dozen people. The stampede began as millions of mourners carried Soleimani's body to his burial site in a martyr cemetery. The Iranian Students News Agency reported at least 50 people died and more than 200 were injured. Iranian state TV is reporting a Ukrainian plane crashed just after takeoff in Tehran with 170 people on board. No one survived. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is preparing to start President Trump's impeachment trial and says he has sufficient support to postpone a decision on calling witnesses.
We have the votes, once the impeachment trial has begun, to pass a resolution essentially the same, very similar to the 100-0 vote in the Clinton trial.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
If every Republican senator votes for a rigged trial that hides the truth, the American people will see that the Republican Senate is part of a large and awful cover-up.
Yet another disaster for Puerto Rico. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake, the most powerful to strike the island in more than 100 years. At least one person is dead, and power is out across the island. A natural bridge rock formation called Window Point has collapsed into rubble. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Some of the deadly fires in Australia were caused by arson. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Two dozen Australians in the state of New South Wales have been arrested since early November for intentionally setting fires as record blazes continue to burn across the country. As of Monday, over 12 million acres have burned in Australia since the start of the fire season. Many animals are being displaced. Ray Harvey was forced to evacuate her wild two-free kangaroo sanctuary.
I thought they were all going to be dead. There was so much smoke and fire, and I didn't think there was going to be any alive. They're my family. It's like losing your family.
Regular season viewership gains for the NFL continued in the first round of the playoffs, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The four games in the league's wild card round averaged 7% more viewers than a year ago, with three of the telecasts hitting multi-year highs. The opening round of the playoffs scored more than 30 million viewers over the four games, the highest average since the January 2016 playoffs. The NFL's overall TV viewership for the 2019 season was up roughly 5%. Overall from the previous year, the most watched NFL season in 3 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.